The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Ariel, and my lovely co-host is
Shia.
Yeah.
I'm lovely.
He is lovely.
I'm lovely. It's a lovely day.
That's good, honey. And we are talking today about how to dissolve stress, fear, worry, and guilt. Got to let you know right up front, Shia and I finish each other's sentences.
Yes, we do. I wish I knew how to spell better, though.
It's perfect.
It's dyslexia, you know.
You know, we write little notes up, and Shia just finished one before we started, and it's perfect.
How's that?
I like,
you like that.
He wrote an arrow. Our note is one of the ways to dissolve stress is to pay attention to how you drive yourself forward.
To get where you think is going to be better than where you are. Hey, we got a hate email last week after our radio show.
I know.
So we're going to deal with it right now. Now, I'm sure the person who hated us for the way we are isn't listening because we sent them an email to that effect.
Saying, hey.
Probably, if our style clashes with you, maybe you shouldn't listen to us. And they said, thank you. That's the best thing you said.
All day.
So we thank them for disagreeing with the way we are. And here we go. We finish each other's sentences.
See, I already said it, but I'm so shy saying it again.
And we interrupt people who ask us questions because they have such brilliant things. And if we let them continue going with their conversation, we'll forget the thing that was so brilliant, and we'll miss opportunities to support you all in seeing how it is that you operate, the seeing of which will free you from mechanical ways of relating to life, and that in itself will allow you not to have to create misery. How's that? I liked it.
I did. You know, I'm sitting here today. I'm sitting rather than standing. Oftentimes we wander around, but today's kind of a sitting day. And I'm sitting here listening to Shia. And it's really an exceptional moment. When you listen to the people around you, I mean really listen, it absolutely dissolves stress.
That's if you listen not in resistance to what they're saying, not to try to prove to yourself or them that you already know or that you're smarter or better than they are, but to hear what they're saying from their point of view, that is in itself is miraculous. If you can do that, if you can train yourself to listen to other people, to hear what they're saying from their point of view, it will pull you and them into the current moment of now. It will allow those things that they've been trying to say for years and have never been heard to complete themselves. And if you do that, you do give them the greatest of gifts for the holidays.
You know, if you're tuned into this show, you already know the title, but it's worth repeating. It's really about being here. And everything we do, whether it's Monday Night Alive or the Simplicity Weekend coming up, which actually is about how to dissolve stress, fear, worry, and guilt, it's a weekend immersion into the possibility of transformation. Everything we do is about being here. And the more you train yourself in that facility, that ability to be present in the moment, regardless of the circumstances, the more stress, fear, worry, and guilt dissolves all on its own.
And even pain, actually.
Yeah, actually,
you know,
that's very true.
We were at the dentist yesterday.
Got my teeth cleaned. They did a little x-ray thing.
They found that Ariel needed some dental work, like she needs a crown put in.
Yeah, I actually had a rather large cavity that had developed, and they needed to do a crown right away. So they said, we'll numb you up. And I said, do you mind if we do it, or at least try it, without anesthesia? Because I've found when they stick me with Novocaine, it kind of expands all the tissues, and then I tend to have significant pain over time for a week or two while my jaw is recovering itself. And they looked at me and said, okay, we're not going to argue with you, whatever you want. And they did. They actually took off the tooth. Get ready, you may be freaked. But they ground it down below the gum line. They hit the nerve plenty of times. They ended up cauterizing the gum, which is basically burning the gum to keep it from bleeding. But I was there underneath it. As it happened,
Ariel was being with what was happening in her experience in that moment, not resisting it, not wishing she were somewhere else, not fighting with it, which causes pain. So that's a first principle of instantaneous transformation, that anything that you resist persists, it gets stronger, gets more inflamed, and it dominates your experience of living. So that's the first principle. So she could not have not had that pain, because when the dentist was drilling on her tooth, there was indeed sensation there. And when she allowed herself to experience that sensation, it completed itself. Experiencing something, so that's the second principle, is anything that you can't be different than you are in any moment of now. And in the dentist chair yesterday, in that moment of now, she could have only had the sensation she was having. And by not resisting it, by allowing it to be exactly as it was, it lost its power over her life. There was no pain.
That's true.
Because she allowed it to be the way it was. Three principles.
You know, also, the idea of it was far worse than the reality. I had to marshal my mind not to run off into the future to be fearful of what was going to come.
That's right.
And it's like to worry about what was going to come. I had to keep myself being where I was. And truthfully, the strongest sensation was the dental assistant got tense and freaked, and she started using the suction tool, and she was actually digging it into my gum because she was tense and pushing harder than was necessary to keep things open. And that was an interesting thing, that if I responded to her attention, it became more...
If you resisted her,
yep,
then it would pull you out of the current moment, because in your resistance to her, then you'd feel pain.
The other thing that happened was they were talking with each other about how, oh, man, I could never do this, whilst they were working on me. And it was really important that I didn't start talking to them in my mind, rebutting what they had to say, getting involved in the conversation. You can actually bring your attention to where you're being rather than talking about where you're being, and your life is magical.
Well, I realized that today because I was at Pilates doing my exercise,
mm-hmm,
there, and there were these another instructor and a lady, and they were talking and complaining, and they were very loud. And I could either get lost in resisting their conversation and the loudness of their conversation, or I could notice that I wanted to get irritated with it and let that be okay.
No, I actually think, you know, when you say that, Jai, it occurs to me that oftentimes you'll have a stressor like that in your environment or a potential stressor. And I really think people sometimes stress themselves with that because they are stressed looking to happen. So, for instance, there's a lovely lady who came on Monday who's worked for many years at a company, and she has enforced retirement due to the company standards in March. But they let her know they're letting her go at the end of the year.
They're downsizing her whole office
department. So there are plenty of people who are midway in their career who are just suddenly out of a job. But she was 3 months from retirement, and they're actually going to pay her the extra 3 months just to get her through until her retirement kicks in. But the amount of stress that she's feeling about the whole situation is exacerbated because feeling resistant that it's happening saves her from having to look at what's next.
That's right. That's right. That's really
and having to feel the loss.
And the unknown of what's coming. But you see, there none of us know what's coming. And our minds tease out the worst possible scenarios. Because, you see, our minds are survival machines that are based in the future, based on the past, but they're past-based, future-oriented machines that figure out how to survive in the worst possible scenarios. So this person, she's worrying about a future that hasn't gotten here yet, and she is being paid up until the time she gets her retirement, so it's not as though she's ever going to be without. But her fear of the future, or the conversation in her head that she listens to, her mind's fear of the future, how it's going to turn out, causes stress.
By the way, that stress is supported by socializing. People, quote, socialize, and it can trigger or support or create fear and worry and stress.
Just, you know, we have an emergency generating system for our house, and it broke. The starter on the generator stopped working. The battery got low, and so I called a generator servicer, and they came. And the first thing the guy says to me is, "How do you like this economy?" And what do you think about the economy? And I said, well, I don't really. I mean, I just go to work every day. And I do what I have to do. And I don't think about what I can't do anything about. So that's a good philosophy. And then the next day, his boss came by to install the starter. And he asked me the same question. What do I think about the economy? Well, whatever I think about it makes no difference to the state of it. All it does is make me worry about a future that I have no control over.
And with that,
But I do have a control over one thing.
That we're going to a break?
That and about being where I am. So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi, welcome back. Ariel just tapped me on the head and told me to look at this thing that we have up on our poster board that says, getting really clear about the second principle, and it dissolves guilt and mechanical repetitiveness. And
I'm wondering, have you all who are listening to the show read our first book, the newer version, the McGraw-Hill version, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life? Early in the book, on pages four, between pages four and six, there's a portion called Listening Your Way to the Moment. And we've already talked about how listening really dissolves stress. And there was a fellow named...
Unless you resist what you're hearing, and then you create stress.
That's absolutely true. That's not listening.
That's not listening. That's not our definition of listening.
Our definition of listening, true listening, is listening to hear what another person has to say from his or her perspective with the intention of hearing their perspective.
Right.
Not to do something with what you hear, but simply to listen to it for the sake of listening to it.
That was brilliant. Yes.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
And this fellow Cecil came one night, and we were discussing in length the second principle, which is you can only be exactly as you are and where you are in any given moment.
So in this moment of now, that moment, your circumstances can only be exactly what they are. Your body sensations, your degree of health, your financial situation, your job situation, your marital relationship situation, whether or not you have children, whether or not you like certain things, all that can only be exactly as it is in this current moment.
And in the case of Cecil, he was sitting there. He didn't know any of us. He had seen our poster outside. He had come into the evening rather anonymously, and he'd been grappling for 2 years with the fact that he was not home in his country, because he was a diplomat at the United Nations, at the time of his mother's passing. And he really got deeply that he could only be exactly where he was on that given evening. And if you take that back in time, you see it. You take any slice of time.
Any moment of your life, you could have only been exactly as you were and could have only done exactly what you did. It's funny. I was driving down the road after Pilates, and I was thinking about how my parents really put up with a lot of crap for me when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I was bad. You know, just before I went into the Navy, I went out drinking one night, and I wrecked their car. You know, I left it for them to take care of because I was leaving for the Navy.
You were a child.
I was a child, and they were hoping that the Navy would make a difference and turn me into a person. That, you know, a man wrote me up. And I was thinking, I had the thought to myself, I'm sorry, folks, for treating you so badly. But, you know, then I realized I couldn't have done it any differently. There was no way I could have not gone out drinking that night.
That's part of the reason your mom on her deathbed said, I never thought you would turn out Shia, and you did, and I am so happy, and I'm so proud of you. And by the way, she also said you're going to be very famous someday.
Well, maybe that day will come someday.
I'm planning on being around for that.
Well, I hope I plan on being around for it, too. I don't know.
No,
I'm moving along here.
Going back to Cecil, once he discovered that he could only be exactly where he was, it unraveled this years of guilt for not having lived up to his standards. You have standards that have been programmed in, and for him, one of the standards is that family, and you're there. But circumstances conspired so that he couldn't be there. And then you can only be exactly where you are and how you are. And he came back the next week to let us know he had slept well at night for the first time in 2 years, that such a burden had been lifted off his shoulders. And it's the kind of thing what Shia talked about, how he wrecked his parents' car, how he was disrespectful, how he did immature things. Those are the type of things that often come back to people when they have changed and matured and their life has moved on. And then they beat on themselves over time for who they were back when.
Right, but some people never grow out of that.
That's true.
Some people, their lives become dictated by what they resisted. See, anything you resist persists and dominates your life. It was very interesting. In Pilates again today, there was a lady there with this other instructor who was talking a lot. She was talking about her daughter-in-law. And what opened up for me was this file on this person, not the daughter-in-law, but the lady who was talking, that she was incomplete with her own mother. And so she was finding fault with this other woman and competing with this other woman for her son's attention and affection. And it was, I couldn't say anything because I don't say things to people, you know, along the street. Hey, you know, you're messing up your life. I avoid doing that, you know. But I noticed that she was incomplete with her parents. She's carrying that and creating mischief everywhere she goes in life. And you see, our lives are truly up to us. How, you know, the circumstances may determine what we're born into, but how we deal with it is up to us. You know, there have been people who have found enlightenment in prison. Like Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for 27 years of hard labor, and he not only managed to survive it, he managed to forgive the people who did it to him. He became enlightened in a prison. Your circumstances don't determine your sense of well-being. You do that. That's possible. See, what we're talking about on this radio show is nothing short of enlightenment. You know, transformation is another word for enlightenment.
You know, one of the things I find, particularly for me around this time of year, as we move into the holidays, that supports me in being less stressful and less worried and, you know, not experiencing guilt for having so much is I tend to do extra things to reach out and take care of people, including people that we have never met. And so for me, we've spent quite a bit of time getting things for our local food pantry. I do it other times of the year as well, just because it gives me great pleasure to make sure that I'm supporting folks who don't have the opportunities or haven't had the opportunities that we have. But there really is something about sharing either, in this case, food, or sharing the possibility of transformation well-being. And well-being with people. And I was thinking about free, quote, gifts that you, the listeners, can give to your friends. There are shows that perhaps this one and other ones in our archives, we have more than 200, that you can send to friends. It's a free way to share the possibility of transformation. You can tweet or you can Facebook forward the blogs or the articles or the mini sessions. It's a way to give that doesn't cost anything except a bit of your time and your loving intention, if you could put it that way. You took a breath. You had something you wanted to say?
I was just thinking about the incredible arrogance that most people have to think that what they know is all there is. That people don't realize that there are possibilities beyond what they already know that could handle those things that they are stressing over and worrying about. But they are so involved in their stressing out that they, or their idea that they know everything that there is that can be possibly done.
Well, you were talking about it on Monday night, and it really allows me to see part of how that gets put together in people. You were talking about how when you were 6 years old and you went, you had the thought, well, how can anybody invite, you know, learn anything new?
Invent
anything new when I know it all already. And then a little bit later, you went to summer camp or you went to camp.
Right.
The instructor is going, and that's a maple tree. You'd say, I know that. And that's an ash tree. I know that. And that's, and you said, I know that before he finished. And he's like, okay, Shia, what is that?
One of the more embarrassing moments of my life. That's what that was.
Well, you were just talking about how sometimes people don't grow out of those immature ways of relating, that person you were who had the person you were who crashed your parents' car.
Right.
And some people get that defensive, immature perspective of having to prove they know everything, and that thought loop that stays with them unexamined.
Forever. But you see, look, our approach is not psychotherapeutic, it's anthropological. And an anthropologist observes cultures and how they function, how they interact, how they are. And we don't do that with ourselves normally. I mean, the general we, most all, everybody. Most people think they know everything there is to know already, and they are actually not willing to look further. It's as though I'm too busy to look. I have a television show to watch.
I've actually been finding that really surprising lately. I often assume people are like me, that have this just active interest in what's out there and possibility and seeing things. And if you want to dissolve stress, you want to dissolve fear, worry, and guilt, get actively interested in your environment.
What's happening in your life in this moment of now?
Not what's going to happen, what's actually happening right here.
Right now, this moment. Get here. And what gets you here is listening, not listening to prove you already know.
We'll be back after the break.
Yes.
Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Being.
For visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success.
health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes.
We listened to the commercials along with you, and it occurred to me to mention that we are running a special this month. Buy any four of our products and get the fifth one at no charge. It's
That's from our website.
From our website, our books and our audios. We have lots of audios. We have some new videos and audios coming in the spring, so stay tuned as well. And another great way to get our books is actually off Amazon. They give you a discount, so you can go there. It's a great way to go about it. So just thought I'd let you know that. We have a caller on the line. Richard, you there?
Richard?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, no, we have Richard.
Oh, now you can hear me. Okay, good.
Yes.
Oh, for a minute there, we thought, How you doing?
Very well. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Where are you calling in from?
New Jersey.
Okay.
Caldwell. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be able to talk to you both.
Excellent.
So do you have a question?
Yes. Through this time of year, especially this time of year, a lot of people have to deal with stress, fear, worry, and guilt.
Right.
Especially this year, with the recession, many people are adding this to the stress, worry, fear, and guilt. And also, a lot of them are unemployed, have been laid off, or not able to find employment.
Right.
How would you help yourself, a family member or a friend, deal with these issues and get through this difficult time?
Were you listening to the earlier part of the show?
No.
Okay. I don't think so, because we actually talked about...
quite a bit about exactly that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that.
No, it's okay. So, you know, hypotheticals are a really challenge.
It's really difficult to answer a hypothetical question, because we don't get much information out of a hypothetical question. It doesn't apply to someone's life. So when someone asks us a question that's real for them personally, we get information that's very accurate to them personally that they can use to support themselves.
So, and you know, and you can go back and when the show gets archived, you can listen again. But one of the examples we used earlier was talking about the gal on Monday who came, who's being downsized. And one of the things that I realized that was really important to do was to support her back from the brink of anger and creating problems for herself and allowing herself to feel her own personal vulnerability.
But you see, there's something here that I can talk about now. See, a lot of time when someone gets laid off, they personalize it. They get themselves upset. They blame their situation on others, like their boss or the circumstances of the job, and they use that to determine when they go looking for another job, they're coming in already upset, already disturbed, not somebody that you'd want to hire, even though they want a job.
Something that happened in the past weekend course, we were talking about a similar theme, and Andy Gideon, a friend of ours, stood up and talked about the mental perspective of his children. And his youngest child, who is now five, when they say something that he doesn't like, he says, "You're mean," which is something their older son used to say. But now he's graduated on to, the eight-year-old says, "It's not fair." And one of the things that we have in our mental arsenal, a way of resisting, is when something comes along that we don't like, we fall back into that earlier survival strategy of, "It's not fair."
Or we pout, or we make ourselves look hurt so everybody knows that it's not
fair and that the powers that be are mean. And really, if you look at the three principles, whether you like it or don't like it, and again, we were talking about how I had a cavity filled yesterday. When they told me I had a cavity, I could either talk to myself about whether or not I'd flossed enough or whether I liked it or didn't like it. It didn't change the fact that I needed to have it taken care of. A lot of that stress, a lot of the fear and the pain and the angst comes from not liking it. And you will often have a flash of not liking something, but the question is whether or not you stay there or you direct your attention into what's next.
Into the current moment of your life. See, if you spend the current moment of your life complaining about your economic system, your economic situation, whether to yourself or to others, then you are in that moment unable to do anything to forward your career. Because no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. That's also a provision of the second principle. And so if you are busy complaining to others or to yourself about your economic situation, your life situation, what you would prefer rather than what you have, then you will never be able to initiate behaviors that will pull you out of the current doldrums.
And move you forward, yeah.
Yeah, nothing moves you forward. Now, here's the other thing. We also said that we're not trying to go forward. We're trying to get here into this moment of our lives because this is all there is. See, the reality, Richard, is that this is it. This is the only moment of our lives. The moment we're spending with you right now is the only thing we can be doing in this moment, and everybody else who's listening, of course. So trying to get something better than where you are when you're not where you are, you'll never get there. You got to get to where you are first. Then you can move forward. But if you are resisting the current moment of your life, then you never truly are available to what's an opportunity in this moment. because you're looking elsewhere. May I?
Mm-hmm. Please.
We were a number of years ago in Perth, Australia, at a friend of ours' place. Actually, we were outside of Perth in the outback where these friends of ours built a meditation center. And we spent a few days with them. And they said, look, there's a lady who's coming, and she asked if she could speak with you because she needs to earn money. You know, Australia at that time was in a depression, especially Western Australia. And so this woman came, and we were sitting at the table for breakfast. And in Australia, in Perth, they had these magnificent strawberries. They were huge, but they were just perfectly ripe.
Yeah, they really smelled good.
Tasted
intensely strawberry.
Yeah, they were the best strawberries ever, right? And so she said, look, I'm worried about making money, and I need to know how to make money. And I said, well, look, have a strawberry. She said, no,
I want abundance.
Right. And I said, well, then have a strawberry.
No, you don't understand. I have to figure out how to get ahead.
So I said, well, do you not like strawberries?
No, I do. They're my favorite fruit. But please, you got to help me.
So what I was attempting to do, Richard, with her was get her into the current moment of her life by tasting a strawberry. But she was so driven to get to where she thought she needed to be rather than being where she was that there was no hope.
Wow.
See, what I tell people always is to be where they are, not to get somewhere. Because you never get there until you do.
Right.
See, there's this continuous moment of now, and it keeps showing up. And if you are here for it, well, then life is magical. And if you're not, you're in misery. Even if you have a job, even if you have money, if you're not in the current moment of your life, life is a complaint where your mind is constantly talking to you about this isn't it, it isn't good enough, and you're worrying about how the future's going to turn out. Well, enjoy the strawberries, not...
That's it.
Worry. Exactly. It's not about worrying about how it's going to end. It's how is it in this moment.
The other thing is, if you become a living, breathing example of possibility, then when you come across people who you know and love, even family members who've lost their way, you can represent for them... You can remember their genius when they forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can support them in that because when a person's upset, they forget it. And you don't have to collapse in and share that perspective with them. And it's a challenge not to want more for a person than they want for themselves. But you can do it. And it supports people in stepping into their greatness rather than... reinforcing that they need help.
Yeah, where they collapse into this idea that there's no hope.
Right.
See, hope springs eternal in the current moment of now. But in the future, hope is very, very weak.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping for things to turn out is like playing solitaire and hoping for the card you need. You know what I mean? Hope doesn't make that card turn into the queen when you need a queen.
True.
Thanks for calling into the show today, Richard. And you know what? Go back and listen to the beginning of the show, and some of what we're talking about is going to make even more
sense.
More sense.
Excellent.
To you.
Excellent.
It might actually make more sense for people who've listened from the beginning. Sometimes listening to things
again,
more than
yes,
once really
yes.
makes a difference.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have to take a break now.
Thank
okay.
you very much, Richard. Thank you all for listening. And
we'll be back shortly. Come on back.
Still have one more section.
Don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. So we're talking about what's upcoming in our lives right now. What's upcoming in our lives is the Simplicity Workshop, How to Dissolve Stress, Fear, Worry, and Guilt in New York City. And it's going to be on January 7th, which is a Friday night, 8th and 9th, which is Saturday and Sunday. And it is going to be a perfect way to start the new year. And if you're listening to our show from anywhere in the New York area, I suggest you join us. And if you're listening to our show from anywhere else in the world, I suggest you join us. People do fly in from other countries, from other states, other parts of the United States, and it will be worth it.
We have actually already somebody coming in for this one from England, somebody from Switzerland. You're invited.
Right. If you live in New Jersey, you can cross the river. It's not that far.
It isn't. Hey, we have a caller. Uli, are you there?
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia. I'm here.
Hi, Uli. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you.
Yes, Uli came in for the last weekend that we did.
He came in from Germany.
For the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer weekend.
Yeah, I was just going to say to thank you again because I had such a great time. It was so much fun. And, you know, I'm using your weekends as much as I can, as much as I like, because for me it's always like a gym for transformation.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Oh, certainly.
Oh, absolutely.
Strengthen those muscles because the rest of the world doesn't seem to be very present moment friendly.
I'd say I was really glad I'd done the Freedom to Breathe a couple weeks before because I was breathing very continuously during my dental experience yesterday, and it was so wonderful because you can't do two things at the same time, and it wasn't painful. Very cool.
Wow. Yeah, this is cool, and it's funny that you're saying that, because I recently also had a little bit of skin surgery, and it also, you know, normally it would have felt quite painful, and I just sort of intuitively started to breathe, and it wasn't painful at all. I mean, also I didn't get nervous the way I would have gotten nervous.
Right.
That's right.
Because you have been training yourself to be where you are rather than to jump off into possible futures.
Which you then worry about.
Right, right. I mean, I just don't know. It just sort of happens and comes to me that this is the right thing to do, and I really enjoy that. And so even a little surgery has become a nice experience, believe it or not.
I believe it.
Well, your whole life is a nice experience if you're here for it.
The only thing
yeah,
that makes
true.
An experience not nice is when you disagree with how the experience is showing up. If you disagree with it, it's not nice. If you allow it to be the way it is, it's not nice. It's the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I got interested about the stress, worry, fear, and guilt topic of today, because when I thought about it, there's not so much of this left, and so there are rare occasions when this pops up, and there is one occasion more recently, or there has been an occasion more recently, when I was meeting with a friend of mine who we know each other for many years, and I love her very much, and when we met, she was starting to complain about many things in her life, and somehow I realized this is stressing me.
Well, it wasn't stressing
you. It wasn't. You see, what you don't realize, Uli, is that complaining is very normal. It's part of the social structure. It's part of your culture, and it's what people do most of the time. But when you resist their complaints, you are now stressing yourself,
you
blaming
become
it on them.
Complaining about her complaints.
Right.
So you resisted.
Right.
You turned into her just a different set of topics, because she was complaining about somebody or something she's resisting. You resist her. Now you're complaining that as if she's what's stressing you rather than your no produces it. Isn't that cool?
Very.
See, it all comes back to you. This gives you the controls of your own life. When you realize that you have a choice whether to get yourself upset or stressed, you can either leave the current moment of your life to worry about how the future is going to turn out. You can leave the current moment of your life and go back to the past and feel guilty about what you did or didn't do, those are your options. Or you can stay in the current moment. That's your option. And it isn't difficult if you get interested in what's happening, with this friend of yours, if you had listened to her.
To hear what she had to say from her perspective.
Not to try to change her, not to try to fix her, not to try to make her better, not to give her an answer for her, quote, problems. But to hear what she had to say, just to hear it, that would have been enough for her and you to fall back in love.
Wow, that's cool, yes. Very cool, thank you.
Love really is a function of communication. And it's not the words, I love you. But when you hear what another's saying from their point of view, you are being loving. You're allowing them to be exactly as they are and exactly as they are not. Most of us have an interest in how the other person turns out rather than let them be God in their own universe.
The other thing, Uli, is it allows you to have compassion for who you were. Because I guarantee you there was a time in your life where you and this gal got together And that was your version of socializing in love.
And you both complained and enjoyed each other's complaints.
That is true, yeah.
So you have compassion for her, you have compassion for you, for who you've been, and you represent what else is possible. It's all very exciting.
Yeah, it really is. That sounds great. I love what you're saying here, and it makes so much sense. It's cool.
That's very, very neat.
Yeah, you know, look, enlightenment, if it isn't practical, it isn't enlightening. See, enlightenment should be practical every day, the way you live your life in each moment.
And it's simple, maybe not easy sometimes because you haven't quite caught it. It didn't appear to most people easy to ride a bike at first, but it's very simple. And all it takes is being here.
Right.
Wow. Fantastic.
Thanks for calling in today, Uli.
Yes, Uli. Thank you for calling far away in Germany.
Lovely to hear your voice.
Yeah, lovely to hear your voice. And we look forward to seeing you
in Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica.
And thank you, everyone, again, for tuning in and listening. We really appreciate you.
Oh, and share this show with your friends.
Yes.
They deserve a break, you know?
And
they deserve a new possibility for the new year.
You know what else?
No.
Come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.